So another thing that Pastor Price talked about, you heard him mention the sinner's prayer. And what that is, that's basically promoted by the Catholic Church and a lot of other religious denominations. The idea behind the sinner's prayer for people that believe in it is if you go out and sin and you're disobedient and you don't do what you're supposed to do, all you have to do is recite this prayer that you can pull off the internet. Okay, and that is a misconception. So here's an analogy as to why that won't work. Let's say there's a little kid and his father buys him one of these radio-controlled airplanes. And the father tells him not to fly it in the backyard because he just got done putting in this beautiful, expensive stained glass window. And he's worried about the son flying the plane into the window and breaking it. And he tells his son, listen, we'll take it out to the field next week, but I just can't do it this week. I don't have time. So the kid listens for a day or two, and then he just gets anxious, disobeys his father, and he starts flying the plane around the yard. Just like the father said, it crashes into the stained glass window, and it breaks it. The son knows what he did was wrong, and he waits for the father to come home from work. The father sees the window broken, and then he goes into the house. And the son sincerely apologizes. And he says, Dad, I'm sorry. I know I should have listened to you. That was stupid of me. You know, I shouldn't have done that. And I promise you, I'll never do it again. And I'll learn from it. I'll learn from this experience to never disobey you ever again. So the father is so pleased with the way the son apologized and how sincere he was and how he actually learned from it and basically grew up a little bit from that experience. So the father's so pleased with that, he's really not too upset about the window anymore. Okay? So the second scenario would be the kid breaks the window and he runs over to the neighbor's house. You know, the neighbor kid is 5 or 6 years older, and he says, I'll write an apology letter for you. Okay. I'll write the letter for you and then leave it on the kitchen counter and go out and play for a while and let your dad come home and find the letter. So as soon as the dad comes home from work, he sees that the window's broken. He knows exactly what happened. He's upset about that. Then he goes into the kitchen. He sees this apology letter sitting on the counter. And as soon as he sees the letter, he knows his son didn't write it because he knows his son's handwriting and he knows what his writing level is at that age. So now the father's even more upset than he was before he even read the letter. Because the letter, first of all, it's not coming from his son. His son didn't write it. There's no contrition there. He's not remorseful about it. He just got this neighbor to write the letter, and basically it's almost like deception, like he cheated in a sense. So the father was already upset about the window. Now he's even more upset that the son handled the situation this way, okay? And that's what it would be like when someone is disobedient, they don't do what they're told, or they don't go by what the Bible tells them to do, and they think that they can pull a fast one on God, or they think they can please God by logging into Google and printing out some prayer that somebody else wrote who knows how long ago, and like that's going to work on God, okay? Like God doesn't know what their heart is, okay? God knows your heart, guys. He knows what you're going to do before you even do it. There's really no sincerity there with this sinner's prayer. And that's why Gary Price and other Bible teachers basically say that the sinner's prayer is worthless. It's meaningless. Because if you go out and continue to willfully sin and you think all you got to do is read something off the internet and then continue to go out and sin again, it's worthless to God. It doesn't mean anything.